And our next guest right now, as we return to the hotline, we bring in our Hollywood guru, the one and only Al Harris. Al, how are you, my friend?
Good. I don't know if I can follow up Artis Gilmore, though. It's going to be tough.
Artis Gilmore was awesome, man. He actually was talking to us about his playing days in the ABA and the NBA, and he was talking about his book, Here Comes the A-Train. He'll actually be in Fairlawn signing that. It'll be on Medina Road near 77 and Route 18, for those that are interested. He'll be there in just a few days. So in case you were interested, Al, you should probably pick up a copy of that book, man. It's a very, very good book. I've had a chance to read a couple chapters.
I don't think I'll make it to the signing, though, so I don't know if I should even get the book if I can't get it signed.
It's always worth it to get the book, man. I mean, and you never know. Maybe Artis will sign one to you if you get it to his people. You never know. But, Al, I've got to ask you a couple of reboot questions. I want to begin with that. And I know, yeah, you know, we're not all huge fans of reboots. Some actually turn out okay. But the first question I'm about to ask you, I'm not even sure if this is even a reboot because – you know, this rumor came out last week, and apparently there's some substance here about this alleged Home Alone reboot, but it's not even like a reboot. It's almost an adult version starring Ryan Reynolds. It's called Stoned Alone, and it's based off some of the same premises of Home Alone. Have you heard anything about this?
I have. So it basically seems like it's not a sequel. It doesn't even really feel like a reboot. What it feels like is in the same universe of, and kind of basically it seems like a different plot of Home Alone, but in order to capitalize on the brand of Home Alone, because as we've talked about many times before when we talk about reboots, the good thing about reboots is that they already have fan base, marketing isn't as hard, it's very easy to market it. So you take a story which is supposedly about this 22-year-old stoner who gets too high, misses his flight for the holidays, so decides to just hang around and get high, and then all of a sudden paranoia sets in and he thinks someone's breaking into the house, but they actually are. So it sounds almost like, I get the same basic points of Home Alone, but it seems like a bit, kind of a different story. But in order to market it well, and it does fit in with a lot of the themes and I guess the basic storyline of Home Alone, that they can connect the two. To me, it just seems like an idea someone had. They liked the idea and they're like, oh, let's connect this to Home Alone so we can, you know, profit over that. Especially, you know, the mid 20-year-old, early 30-year-olds who grew up with Home Alone. Of course they're going to want to see. So, and Stoned Alone, like, kind of is more towards them, you know. I don't know, we'll see. The fact that Ryan Reynolds was involved, I think it'll be fun. There hasn't been a really good stoner comedy in a while, so that could be great, but I think it's just a little weird to connect it to Home Alone.
I was thinking the same thing. It was odd that there is a connection between those two movies, but again, like you said, because Reynolds is involved in this, I think it has the potential to be very, very fun. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what this movie seems like it's all about, right? They're not trying to win any awards with this thing.
No. Well, let's remember, like, one of the best parts of Home Alone was watching Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern just make complete fools out of themselves. So I'm assuming, because Ryan Reynolds probably won't play the 20-year-old getting stoned, he'll be one of these robbers making a fool out of himself. And depending on who else is involved, I'm in, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think it's a little weird to connect it, like I said earlier, connected to Home Alone.
Well, speaking of reboots, we'll stick with that theme. There were rumors earlier last week about this one coming out, about Frasier maybe getting the crew back together again. You think this Frasier reboot is realistic?
Hey, man, if they can reboot Murphy Brown, I think they can reboot anything. And why not Frasier? Frasier's been a character that has gone so many ways. You know, it started out in Cheers, then moved to Frasier, each series lasting at least 10 seasons. So that character has put the mileage on, and people seem to really enjoy that character. And as we saw with, right now we haven't seen if Murphy Brown's a hit or not, but Will and Grace was, Roseanne was, and something like Frasier, I get why they're doing it. Along with the other ones we mentioned, I don't really see the point. I would love for them to just come up with new stuff. But while they've obviously Hollywood has decided new stuff is not what they're into. They're into just, you know, opening up graveyards and digging out the dead tombstones of some of these old shows and let's bring them back to life. Why not bring back Frasier? And from what I've read, it's not going to be Frasier's going back to Seattle, because at the end, spoiler alert, he ends up moving from Seattle. Huh. So I think they're going to address some of that, keep him out of there. And with John Mahoney passed away, one of the best parts of that show was his father. So I think they'll have to change it up a little bit. It's not just going to be like a straight-up reboot like Will and Grace was, like Roseanne's. I think they're going to do a little different, maybe just Frasier in another city and a different lifestyle. And it might not even be a lot of the same characters. It might just be more of like, instead of a sequel, I guess more like a reboot with the same characters, so kind of in the same universe but a different story, kind of like the original Frasier was towards Cheers. I could see them doing that with a new Frasier instead of just a complete, you know, sequel, basically.
I was just going to say that. Does this just seem like sort of a bet somebody made in a studio somewhere where Frasier's probably really the only truly great spin-off of a show? It went from Cheers to Frasier and now to try and bring it back. It just seems like they're trying to prolong this thing. And then I guess, what did it ever really have a huge following? Was it ever really a hit? I know it had a following, and I know people enjoyed it, but I never recalled it really being like the ratings king when it was on.
No, but I think you win a lot of Emmys. You're on for 10 seasons. People think fondly of it. Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't think it had necessarily the viewership that, let's say, Will and Grace did. Or Will and Grace, I don't know if it even had the viewership, but Will and Grace had a really strong niche audience. And, you know, Roseanne, the same way, you know, with the gay community with Will and Grace, with, you know, Midwest families with Roseanne. I don't think Frasier really has any of that. It's really kind of, you know, tries to, like, play every side. But, yeah, I think you're right. They were like, oh, let's see if we can spin off a spinoff. We've done everything else. Sure. And let's see if we can bring Frasier on. I feel like Frasier is going to be the mini Minosa of TV. Every 10 years, they're just going to bring him back and put him somewhere else and see how long they can get out of him. Why not, right? It's been a couple of decades without him. Let's bring him back.
Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Al, I read something earlier today, and I wasn't sure if this is true or not, so I wanted to see if you've heard anything about this. But apparently Lindsay Lohan now has her own MTV reality series called the Lohan Beach Club. This just strikes me as a car wreck. You know, it's just so bad you actually have to take a look at it. Is this actually happening?
Yeah, so I guess what it is she's opening up her own resort in Mykonos, some hotel, and so this reality show is kind of like focused on that. I don't know, why not, man? I don't watch that stuff. People do, people love it, and I don't know, Lindsay Lohan wants to make a comeback. I don't know, I always have a soft spot in my heart for Lindsay Lohan because of Mean Girls, which I think is an underrated classic, even though it's gotten a lot of, you know, just do in the past years it came out. It's a great movie. It's fantastic, and Lohan's great in it. So she wants to do a comeback, and this is the way she wants to do it. I'm all for it, man. Why not grab some money? MTV's MTV. They have their brand. They're going to keep pushing it. You know, Jersey Shore, this, sounds like that. As long as, you know, nothing crazy happens, you know, why not? I'm not going to be the viewership, but people will definitely watch it. I disagree with you. I don't think it'll be a train wreck per se, but I think it'll do good ratings. I don't know. I don't know if, like, the show, the quality is going to be any good. That probably won't be, but at least we know, you know, there's going to be a viewership. People are going to watch it. Lohan's going to make some money on top of this other thing she's doing. The whole international aspect of it could be interesting. I don't know, man. We'll see. Again, like I said, I'm not going to be the viewership, but I'm sure it'll do well. And I like to see her come back. I don't think this is the best way for her to do it, but, you know, that's not my opinion. That's not my choice. So we'll see.
Well, speaking of things that did do well, Boy, Mission Impossible did extraordinarily well at the box office. That was kind of to be expected on its opening weekend. Lots of hype for this, and it certainly turned in a lot of money in its first week at the box office. Any real surprises there when you take a look at this new Mission Impossible movie? I mean, Mamma Mia, the sequel there, came in second place. Anything there surprise you?
Yeah, I thought Mamma Mia was going to win. No, I'm just totally kidding. No, it's exactly how we thought.
easy on the Mamma Mia rips. Matt Douglas is dying to see it.
You know what? I haven't seen the first one, so I'm not going to. I know a lot of people like the first one. So, I'm not going to say anything more on Mamma Mia. What I will say is, I don't know, have you seen Mission Impossible yet, Bull? Or Matt?
I have not seen the newest one, no.
Yeah, I've got two kids under three, so I don't see movies a lot these days.
Well, you guys are missing out. I get it, but you guys are, it's pretty incredible. It's some of the best action sequences I've seen in a long time. And the fact that Tom Cruise is 56 years old, and that dude just, you can say what you will about him, the whole Scientology stuff, him being kind of a weirdo, or whatever you want. What I can say is, that dude is incredible. The fact that he is 56, doing all his own stunts. There's a 7-minute scene where he's just running. That's frigging incredible. Just him running. and everything he does, man, I'm telling you, it might be the high point of the series. I'm a fan of a lot of them. I think the J.J. Abrams one is awful. And I like the John Woo one a lot more than anyone else does. But I think this, as far as action sequences, like, honestly, the plot is secondary. Some of the performances are secondary. But these action sequences are, bar none, like, some of the best I've ever seen. I don't know how they did some of it. And I recommend anyone who likes a great action movie. It's long, but it doesn't feel long. It's a good way to, like, waste an afternoon. I totally recommend seeing it. It's pretty great. And it is the, it had the highest grossing weekend of any Mission Impossible, of any movie in the franchise. So good for them. And, you know, hopefully Tom Cruise can keep doing this till he's 70, which I wouldn't put past him.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because it seems like Bull kind of had the idea the theme of this one was reboot. And that was one that's a very successful reboot. But it almost seems as they let enough time go by with the original Mission Impossible to catch a new audience and to have people kind of forget about that original one.
Exactly. The show came out in, like, the 60s, and I don't even think it was, like, the most popular show then. It just had a good plot, great theme song. I honestly, here's my hot take for the day. If that TV show did not have that theme song, I don't think that TV show would have ever been rebooted. It was rebooted for that theme song, which is incredible, and they use it very well in this one. I will say that it's kind of crazy. Like, I think it was the fourth one, Ghost Protocol, they introduced Jeremy Renner to eventually hand the series over to him because they didn't think Tom Cruise could do it for much longer. And Renner's not even in this one, and Tom Cruise is still kicking. So that's the last thing I'll say about Tom Cruise. I'm gushing a little bit here. But, no, it's crazy. It's one of the, I would say, one of the more successful reboots. But you can call it James, it's kind of more in the James Bond way, and it's probably, along with Fast and the Furious, the two most successful, completely American-produced franchises, I would think, because we take James Bond out of there, take Harry Potter out of there. I would say those two, and I guess you would put Marvel in there, but they kind of branch off. They're not like, you know, the Avengers was a threequel, so was Thor, so was Captain America. So I'm not putting it there yet, but right now, I think Mission Impossible, Fast and the Furious are just the more successful, and can't go wrong with Mission Impossible. That's all I'll say about that.
Well, Ethan Hunt might be good, but he's no Les Grossman. I'll just say that. Les Grossman is still far and away the greatest character Tom Cruise has ever played. All right, my man. You know my thoughts on that. We'll finish on this thought. I need this week's picks to click.
So this week's actually, for once, a pretty good week. You have Casual coming back for its final season. All 8 episodes are available on Hulu tonight. The show I really enjoy. It's not world-beating, but it does the kind of awkward comedy very well. Also, Sinner, season two. It's more of an anthology. Comes out on USA this week with Carrie Coon. Can't go wrong with her, too. So that comes out, I think, on Tuesday. Tonight, there's also a reality competition show on NBC starring Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. I forget the title is, but it's just about home craftsmen making stuff. Supposed to be pretty fun. And those two hosting, I'm in. And my last pick to click, I'm going four this week. This is not a premiere. This is a finale. Succession, HBO finale on Sunday. For my money right now, probably one of the best shows on TV. And my favorite. I love it. I think it's hysterical. We've talked about that earlier. It's produced by Adam McKay and Will Ferrell, written by the guy who did In the Thick of It, In the Loop. It's just some of the best dialogue, some of the best writing, some of the best characters and acting I've seen based on a family, you know, a very rich media family. They say it's not the Murdochs, but it's kind of the Murdochs, and about how the succession plan goes as when the father has a stroke. It's out of this world. People should definitely be watching it. It's not getting enough attention. And that finale is this Sunday, Succession.
Very good stuff. Al, this is always a lot of fun, my friend. We always look forward to it, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. We'll see you then.
All righty. Again, that's Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. We've got Your Money Now, and then we've got Matt Douglas from the Orthopedic Associates Newsroom. Orthopedic Associates, where you always see a physician. Just about a half hour left on this Tuesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
It's Tribe Talk and Tickets.
Ah, good morning, boys.
Monday mornings at 7:20 with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you by Dale's Market.